The Huntsville School, The Value of Practical Training. From: The sentiment prevails in some minds that when colored people are given an education, they are spoiled for practical work. Of the education given in some schools, this may be true to a certain extent. But it will not be so in the schools where the Bible is made the foundation of all education, and where the students are taught to work in the fear and love of God, as their master worked. It will not be so where students follow the example of the one who gave his life for the life of the world. There are among the Negro race those who have superior natural intelligence and who, if converted to Christ, could do a good work for their own people. Many should be given the opportunity of learning trades. Others are to be trained to labor as evangelists, Bible workers, teachers, nurses, hygienic cooks, and coal porters. Many can be taught to be home missionaries. We ask our people to enlarge their gifts, that the training of workers may be hastened, and that the various lines of work so greatly needed may be established without further delay. Every church member should awake to the responsibility resting upon him. The colored people are to be shown that God has not left them, but that he is working that they may receive an education that will enable them to read, believe, and do the words of Christ, catching his spirit, that in turn they may work for their own people. Churches of believers are to be developed. Meeting houses are to be built. Facilities for caring for the sick are to be provided. Small books, specially prepared to meet the needs of the people, are to be given a wide circulation. In all the large cities of the South, the light of present truth is to shine forth to the colored people. And in all parts of the field, the believers, by a wise use of the talent of speech and by practical Christian help work, are to live out the truth before those who know it not. The Lord has instructed me that those who are now carrying on work among the colored people cannot remain in the field in a bare-handed condition and do the work that is required. It will be necessary for them to receive help. The Lord has been calling upon His people in the stronger conferences of the North, the East, and the West to sustain the Huntsville School by liberal gifts. We pray that He will put it into their hearts to respond nobly. Ellen G. White.